This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Happy New Year, everyone. Much of the world welcomed in 2021 without the massive crowds because of the coronavirus pandemic. From New York to India, celebrations were scaled back. Hong Kong canceled public celebrations for the second year in a row. Last year was due to public security concerns. New Zealand's port city of Auckland rang in the new year with a major laser light show and fireworks as residents celebrated the island nation's successful response to the coronavirus outbreak that resulted in more than 2,000 coronavirus infections so far and just 25 deaths. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccine, which is 95% effective after 2 doses. Britain left the European Union at 11 p.m. London time, midnight in Brussels, completing the biggest single economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago, following months of tense negotiations, ensuring that Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual trade between the two sides and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote.